Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Von Hayes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Spillner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Fahey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox fires to first and picks off Horta. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Spillner fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Spillner covering, for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Spillner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field. Hayes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins moves to third. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spillner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brookins scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Horta scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hera takes first base on ball 4. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hera. The throw from Fahey and he is safe. Hera steals second. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Hera scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp moves to second. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Kemp moves to third. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Kemp scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hayes, who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Fahey goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive towards first. Hargrove reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hera takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Kelly scores. Hera goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fahey for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orta. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orta. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4. Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orta throws the ball into Fishlin, who tags Kemp trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gibson scores. It's 8-4, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Hebner hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fahey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orta. Fahey reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Carl Pagel pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Joe Charbonneau pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau takes first base on ball 4. Pagel moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Pagel moves to third. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes is hit by the pitch. Hara moves to second. Dave Tobik now pitching. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagel scores. Hara moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's 8-5, Tigers. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fahey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Hassey now catching. Carl Pagel now playing first base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Al Cowens pinch hits for Rick Peters. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing center field. Dennis Kinney now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 4 in the game. Manning strikes out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Carl Pagel. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Orta goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Tigers. Larry Rothschild now pitching. Chris Bando pinch hits for Joe Charbonneau. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hara hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.